Hello and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
How's it going, Mia?
Not us clicking at the same time. It's going. I am a little sleepy.
Oh my god, wait. This girl in the grocery store earlier said that she was aggressively tired because she was yawning like crazy.
I yawned for like 6 seconds straight. Like it was, and it just kept going. And I'm like, somebody's dragging my soul out of my body right now. Like,
aggressively tired is a mood.
Always aggressively tired.
Anyway, besides tired, what's up?
Okay, so little story time, I guess, of something happened the past week. My friend introduced me to this series that's been out for like 2 years. I just never thought to watch it. I guess I didn't care. But it was one of her favorite shows. So it's called Bee and Puppy Cat, and it's really cute. And it's weird, but I like weird shows, so it's right up my alley. And I'm sad because there's only 4 episodes left. And I hate finishing series because then I'm like, there's nothing left. And I can't live it for the first time anymore. So I'm holding on to these 4 episodes. I haven't watched them yet. I'm probably going to binge it in like one night, though. And then I'm going to be like, it's gone.
I have a friend. I need to ask her. I haven't talked to her in forever. I need to ask her. In high school, I got her onto an anime called Blood Plus, and she liked it so much that she refused to finish it because then it would be over.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't really understand that because that's just not how my brain works, but nah. I was like, bruh. So she was like, I'm not finishing it because then it won't end. And I'm like, all right then. So I need to ask her if she ever finished it, because yeah, that really was hilarious.
Like, I agree with her. It'd be like that. Like, that's probably why I haven't finished Inuyasha, and it's been like 10 years.
Nah, girl, you know that's
fair,
just because
Inuyasha's so long, but I'm also dreading finishing the last season and a half because it's gonna be over, and it's like, that's like half my life.
Girl, there's like 18 movies.
Okay, well, you're right.
You got plenty of content.
You're right. Another thing is that I got a new friend. It's an axolotl squish, sensory squish. I forget what the receipt called it, but it's fun. Yeah. This is what I'm going to be fidgeting with all episode.
Yeah, so
what about you?
I haven't had much interesting going on, just work and wrestling like normal. Speaking of wrestling, one of the companies is coming to town next month, and I got tickets, so excited to go see them. And also, it's AEW.
Okay.
And also next month, the Avatar The Last Airbender orchestral concert is coming to town, and I'm so hyped to go see that. So
I forgot about that. Oh my god.
Yeah, so more than, like, anything interesting lately, no, not really. I'm pretty boring, but I do have some things coming up that I'm excited for, so.
I mean, I'm boring, too. I just be talking about whatever. I don't have a dream that I remember that happened in the past week, so I couldn't do a dream story time, but.
Yeah, I haven't been remembering my dreams lately, and I think it's because my quality of sleep hasn't been that great. Like, I mean, I go to sleep fine, and I wake up struggling to get up, and I think that's the point. Like, when I'm ripped out of my sleep by alarms or something like that,
wake up.
Then I don't tend to remember my dreams. But yeah, I did have an interesting one recently, but I don't remember it. I put it in my little dream journal, but I just don't remember it off the top of my head. But anyway, yeah, exciting things coming up, but not really that much going on. Lately, just work. So yeah, anyway, today's topic, we're going to be talking about cartoons, but some of the lesser known ones that we really liked growing up that we feel like, you know, a lot of people don't.
Growing up loosely. Some of these I watched in high school.
Well, anyway, yeah. Today's topic is cartoons, so.
Loosely.
Yeah.
I'm going to straight off, I already know.
So where do we want to start with this? Okay, cartoons. Me personally, so for a good chunk of my childhood, well, our childhood.
Childhood? What?
For a good chunk of our childhood, we didn't have cable. We just had the basic cable. So we had, channels like.
Cable, basic cable?
Well, like the basic TV stations that came with.
Oh, okay, okay. Can
you stop calling me out today?
No, please? No. The first time I was calling you out. The second time I was confused.
So yeah, we had just the basic channels that just come with like satellite TV. Yeah. We didn't have actual cable, so we watched a lot of PBS after school. There was some random channel. I think it was called Cubo. One of the shows on this list is from there. Yeah.
That wasn't on our TV, was it?
Cubo?
Yeah. Like what? Oh.
Well, okay, so I had a little box set TV in my room, and it was the same little satellite antenna.
The days of having to wiggle the antenna to get it to not be so staticky.
It's so cool living in between technological advances. We were like, yeah, remember the Walkman? And, you know, some people would be like, girl, what you know about it? Like, no, we lived that.
Walkman was a little, that was more you in the 90s. And I didn't really experience the Walkman. I just heard about it through y'all.
Well, we didn't really have.
Really cool.
We didn't, I mean, I was on the tail end of that, obviously. I don't think I ever had my own. I probably used our parents, like my mom's or something like that. But, like, I had an MP3 player. It was this little.
Like the pill shape?
The little pill shape.
I still have mine.
No way.
I'm pretty, I know exactly.
Where it's like a USB on one.
Yes. And like, you pop the end cap off and it has a little
Screen. So we did have that.
And then I had an MP4 player too, which I thought was the most advanced thing ever before I got a smartphone.
I believe I had an MP4 player. But anyway, yeah, we have had all of those things. So, which is cool. Anyway, off topic.
Let it be off topic.
So. Yeah, cartoons. We had those basic stations. We watched a lot of PBS after school. And then when we did get cable, I feel like we didn't really watch that much TV. So, like, a lot of the popular cartoons, like, we watched sometimes, but they aren't, like, foundational to our childhood like it is for a lot of kids. The shows, at least speaking for myself, and, you know,
for me, yeah. I've had so many conversations. If anybody from my college program is listening to this or watching this, you know, we've made charts upon charts on 11x17 paper of who we will be in insert cartoon, and most of them I watched a little bit of, but like Phineas and Ferb or something, like I didn't grow up watching it, so I can't like recite an episode, but that was still a part of my childhood experience. But like I can't say, oh yeah, that was my childhood. Like SpongeBob too, like watched a lot of SpongeBob, but at the same time I'm like, I didn't breathe, bleed, cry, eat SpongeBob like some kids have, because they can literally recite the script, and I'm very impressed. But
either an aunt who does that, who used to do that.
Yeah, like either my memory's just really bad, and I didn't watch that much SpongeBob, and I just don't remember, or it wasn't that big of a player in my childhood, which kind of makes me sad, because SpongeBob, literally, there's a reference for everything. I made like 2 SpongeBob references today.
And it's crazy that this is the second episode in a row where we're talking about SpongeBob, but
we did?
You had that SpongeBob dream last time. Yeah, but anyway, so the point being is,
oh, not the Mr. Krabs dream. Anyway.
Point being, we did watch some of the like popular cartoons, but I never watched, like, I never got into Chowder or, like, Adventure Time and stuff like that.
I wish I did.
So, a lot of our cartoons were, like, Class of 3000 or, like, Harold and the Purple Crayon, which there's a live action coming out, which I was hyped to see. I don't really know if it's going to be good, but it's the fact that, like, wow, it's Harold and the Purple Crayon. I didn't know people cared. So, but yeah, shows like that. Shaun the Sheep,
oh my gosh. I mean, Avatar is very well known, so that's really not going to make this list. But it's like when they made the new live action for Avatar, I was like, Because it's already perfect. And that's how I felt with Hero and Purple Crayon. I didn't even expect them to make a live action.
No, that was the beauty of it.
So I'm a little...
I'm going to watch it, though, because nostalgia, but I don't have high expectations. But
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, so there are shows like that. We'll get into a bunch more in this episode, but yeah. Those are more so along the lines, like, oh my gosh. School mornings. Our mom would always cook us breakfast. Shout out to her. She would always get up early in the morning and cook us breakfast. So we would be sitting at the table to eat breakfast, and we'd have Boomerang on. And boy, was Boomerang the best.
Boomerang from Cartoon Network.
Yes, Boomerang was the best. And that was probably, like, I watched Boomerang more than I watched Disney or Nick.
Boomerang and PBS, though, because I remember 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. and Between the Lions would be on, and I'm like,
come on, I'm not even gonna start with the
we gotta sing all the intro.
So yeah, PBS and Boomerang really held it down, more so than like, I mean, Nick and Disney were cool, but and like cartoon yeah. Cartoon Network too, because I mean they had Samurai Jack. Courage the Cowardly Dog was like top five, so like they had good cartoons, which I guess is why Boomerang was also fire, because they had like old Cartoon Network shows. But I guess we can go on Boomerang right quick, because they, in between shows, in between like on commercial breaks, they used to have two different segments. One was called Wedgies, where it would be like little short episodes of something, and then they had like Groovies.
The animated music video.
They would have music videos based on the cartoons, and I just feel like they are so underrated.
Was Back to the Lab?
Yeah.
Back to the Lab Again.
Oh, no.
Back to the Lab Again.
We messed up.
Back to the Lab Again. Not again.
But yeah, like, there was... Yo! So they used to, like, they put so much effort into, like, just in between the commercial break. Like, it was so fun. I feel like...
commercial's fun.
Yeah, there was, oh my gosh. Like, part of me... Wait, I think I
googled it. The Jabberjaw?
Yeah.
Yo. Me and my friends with no respect.
But you Scooby-Doo. Well, I forgot the words, but anyway, it was fire. So you had Back to the Lab, you had, there was an Adam Ant one, which didn't really have words, but the animation was cool. There was a, gosh, what was the...
Adam!
What was the donkey or the horse? El Cabong or something. So you had stuff like that. Go Monkey Go. That was based on Powerpuff Girls, but well, yeah. It was
Mojo Jojo.
Yes. Then there was one for Courage the Cowardly Dog. Like, it was just a bunch of like little music videos during it was the
honestly genius.
Oh, like, McGilla Gorilla got a gorilla for sale. McGilla Gorilla for sale. So yeah, stuff like that. Like that. Come on now, that was so much fun. And then yo. With the so those are the Groovies. Then you had the Wedgies. You had. With the Dorito bear, nacho bear. Oh my yeah. God. So like it was like the Ice Age squirrel, where the bear was trying so hard to get a nacho, and just stuff would keep happening, and he wouldn't be able to get his little paws on it.
Bless his soul. Did he ever get...
I'm sure he did. Like, they had to give it to him at least once.
Because I'm pretty sure he gave the Ice Age squirrel the acorn.
Probably.
Like, I feel like I remember he finally... Or maybe they ripped it from him right before he got it. I don't even... But I hope he did. He deserved it.
Right. So so you had...
The prehistoric struggle.
There was also one called Big Baby. That was a wedgie. And Big Baby is probably, like, the number one.
Top tier. Like, yeah, it was great.
Our parents also... Like, it was a family thing. Whenever family we'd be watching affair. Boomerang, like, if me and my sister were the only ones watching Boomerang, if a commercial break came on and Big Baby came on, we would just yell down the hallway, like, Big Baby's on! And they'd come for, like... A 60 second,
we're all
like,
sat on the couch, like, watching it. Was it literally 60 seconds?
No, it was probably, it was definitely really short, like, commercial break length. Wow. So, but the quality, like, it's such stupid humor, but it's so funny.
It was quite literally a gigantic baby. That, did anyone ever question the origins of this child?
I'm not sure anybody even...
They just, like, he was just, like, a public figure. And, like, he's, like...
No, because he literally saved somebody from a burning building before. Yes. He talked somebody down from, like, jumping off
a roof.
Like, which sounds really brutal, but it was very, very much
he was
in
just
kid.
Baby talk, like, and then they were just like, you're right.
But yeah, like, Big Baby was great. People need to just go back and have, like,
modern
marathons of
never.
Boomerang, because...
They need to bring it back.
They did their thing.
Did they? Well, I don't watch Boomerang. Is Boomerang a thing? Anymore?
I'm sure it
I
is.
Think it is. Like, I don't know if they ever got rid of it, but I don't watch Boomerang anymore.
But yeah, Big Baby and Nacho Bear, those are the two that I remember the most. But looking right now, the Calling Cat 22, it was like a spy
I
cat.
I remember this one.
He was a secret agent black cat who was always on a mission to discover information about dogs. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, just little silly things like that, but it was just, like, such wholesome, silly fun. Unlike, I mean, I'm not judging anybody who found it amusing, but Chowder seemed so gross, and like Uncle Grandpa, like shows, like cartoons like that. I have friends
who used to be really into Chowder. That was part of their growing up experience. So like one time we were hanging out and we put it on in the background of whatever else we were doing, and I literally had never watched it before. So I was like, let's see how this show is. It is very strange, but it's also kind of funny. So I can see the appeal.
Yeah,
but it's just it is weird, and I'm like,
Because, I mean, I don't know, we like regular shows, so.
Yeah, there's so many different brands of weird, yeah. So that's why I was like, I mean, I'm not going to judge this show because it's not, like, inappropriately weird for, like, children. It's just like, oh, they're on something in the studio.
I just like the effort that Boomerang put into doing the little shorts in between commercials, the music videos or the animations. Oh, like, those are fun.
One of my earliest memories, I swear I was like 5, and it was like really dark outside, so it was probably before the sun rose, but I was eating like Fruity Pebbles, and there was a girl in my neighborhood who I guess rode the same bus as me, and I guess her mom worked early because she would come to our house sometimes, and my mom would like, I swear this is an awesome
memory. I totally forgot about.
Okay, so I'm not making
this
up.
Wait, no, I know who it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and so she would like watch her. So she can put us both in a bus. And I remember, like, oh my God, what show was it? It was a PBS show, I think. And it was just on in the background, and I'm eating my cereal. And, like, she's at the table too. And it was great. It was really dark, though. I just remember being dark, which kind of doesn't make sense because she would have had the light on. But I just remember being dark, I guess. My brain said it was too early to be awake, so.
Too early to turn a light on.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was the better times. Eating cereal and watching cartoons.
Before school, yes. Well, so Boomerang still, and then we can get off Boomerang. I'm pretty sure the Mr. Men show was on Boomerang.
Okay, the Mr. Men show, I don't know if anybody has ever watched this show. Or read the books, because I don't even remember if I ever brought it up to my friends, but I feel like none of them knew it. But that show, it was so... There was no real plot. I feel like they just did random things every episode. There was no like linear plot. I think it was literally just random things happening every episode. And so the Mr. Men show, it had like the Little Miss too. Was it all part of the same thing, or did they have?
No. Okay. Yeah. They all lived in the same city.
More men. That checks. But it was so funny. I have a book, and I'm pretty sure my mom was it our mom that introduced.
I believe that we came across the show on Boomerang, and she was like, oh my gosh, I loved the Mr. Men series growing up.
Yeah,
and she pulled out a book or whatever from her childhood.
And this is the only one I have, but I high-key want to go find all of the rest, because there's so many little characters. We'll pull up a picture, a little collage, but there's so many, so I'm sure there's a book for everyone, and I really would like to just collect them and put them all together. I flipped through this earlier, and this is about Mr. Grumpy, and he was... as the name, very grumpy and like making everyone's day his problem.
Yeah.
And this I think I said that
making
wrong.
Their problem.
It
making
literally
his bad
starts
day their problem.
With him sitting in his armchair, and he was already mad, and he put up a book and ripped all the pages out. But throughout the book, Mr. Happy and Mr. Tickles conspire and try to make him, I guess, less angry by tickling him all day, which honestly would set me off more. And it kind of did set him off. But then, basically, Mr. Happy was like, you need to change your ways. You can't be grumpy all the time. And at the end of the book, he, like, internalized it and actually was trying to change. And it was like, why? Only the other evening, he picked up a book. And do you know what? He only tore out one page. I'm like, we love the progress. Ow. But, yeah, this series was really funny. It's very kind of mindless, but it was funny. More people should watch Mr. Men show.
Yeah, it's pretty much just based on, like, you have, like, the three characters in the book. You have Mr. Tickle, Mr. Grumpy, Mr. Happy. Yeah. You have a Mr. Strong. There was, like, Little Miss Sunshine and Little Miss, like...
Little Miss Chatterbox. There's also a Mr. Chatterbox. I wonder if they were friends.
So you just basically have all these characters that are different shapes.
Yeah.
Based on different emotions and personalities. And they all live in this one city, and they...
Basically,
act their names.
Their name is their personality. It's like Inside Out, how like you have Joy and I think the new one is like Anxiety. I'm assuming his name is just Anxiety, but whatever the thing is, that's their whole character. And that's just how they went through life. Mr. Bump always hurt himself, and it was really sad. Like, he could not get through an episode without having more bandages on him. But yeah, that was a little silly. Little silly show.
Yeah, good fun.
Speaking of Purple and Purple Crayon earlier, because I also have a book.
Love this book.
This one was just so... I think this one, if I had to make... Because we did a project in when I was in college where we had to assemble a bunch of childhood relics, essentially. And this was one of mine because this Harold was basically me. I was Harold. He made anything from his imagination his reality by just, like, drawing stuff. And it became the world. And that's what I did as a kid. You would think I was an only child. Like, I just stayed in my head all the time. And I found this book because my mom, once again, shout out. And it's just great. So I'm a little scared for the movie because I hold this near and dear. So if the movie doesn't serve, I'm going to be upset.
I mean, first major difference is that it's a grown man instead of...
Was it supposed to be him growing up?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I totally forgot the trailer.
Yeah, I've only seen the trailer once, but...
I feel like it is. Because what other correlation would it be to the man? Because I think he's the one that's bringing the magic.
Yeah, well...
I'm going to say it's Harold grown up, but, you know, this is the only Harold I know. Yeah, what a great series.
Crockett Johnson. What a name. Okay, so moving on from Boomerang, but still keeping it, like, related, Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network a show called Class of 3000. And if you know that show, you are a real
you
one.
You are an OG.
Because I've only met, like...
I don't think any of my friends knew it.
I've only met a couple other people. Like, definitely less than a handful of people who know what that show is. And who, I mean, those people loved it, though. But so some people know about it.
It's pretty
just,
niche, I guess.
Yeah, and it didn't last that long. Yeah. And I think that was a problem. It had like maybe two very short seasons. And Andre 3000 of Outkast was behind it all. So you just know it was banging. Like it was like the music was top tier. The stories they told were pretty good too. Yeah. But like the music, as to this day.
I still remember. I'm like singing one in my head right now.
To this day. Like, it's on my Spotify playlist. They only had the songs from, like, the first season officially released. But, yeah, to this day, I still...
Did we ever find where it was, like, streaming or...
I never looked. Back when iPods were still common and people used iTunes, you could buy... I bought the first season on iTunes because that's the only one they had. So, like, I had it... purchased and downloaded. I don't know if I were to pull up iTunes today if it would still be in there, but
I mean, if you have it downloaded, would they like get rid of it?
Probably not, but I don't know if you can even access. I mean, you probably still can. I should look it up one day so we can watch the first season.
Oh
but
gosh.
You know what, I'm gonna Google it right quick to see if it's streaming anywhere.
Was his name was Sonny, right, in the show?
Sonny Bridges.
And he taught a music class. It was in a music school, or was it an art school?
I'm not actually sure. Let's see what
I know. His class was music at the very least. And there was quite an assemblage of characters. What were the twins' name? Kim and Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, it was pretty diverse too, because they were Asian. Did they ever say like if they were Chinese or Japanese or Thai, like anything specific?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I just know they were Asian, and then you had Lil D, who's African American.
Oh, their last name is Chin, so I'm gonna assume that they're Chinese.
Madison.
And I'm a Pisces. it's the Pisces. Wesley School of Performing Arts.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. That is a show that if you have never checked it out and you like music, you gotta watch it. It's a short binge, and you'll be glad you watched it because
I'm trying so hard not to sing Peanut.
Yeah, we're not really. I'm not really trying to sing on the podcast.
Karaoke.
But yes, Class 3000 was great. So even for the short time that they had it, I'm glad Cartoon Network and Andre did that. I think the reason it like dissolved or they couldn't move forward any other seasons, it was like some kind of maybe legal dispute. I don't even remember. My memory's terrible. That's gonna be...
Bro, there's gotta be like a DVD set of Class of 3000. Like, somebody has to come through. I would buy it.
Yeah, I would. So we could just...
Family heirloom.
But yeah, Class of 3000. And then obviously we all know Samurai Jack. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Those were, I think, those three shows were, well, regular show later on. Mm-hmm. And then We Bare Bears, I enjoyed that show too. So I guess those were the five Cartoon Network shows that I didn't really watch.
I didn't watch many other shows. I didn't really watch Cartoon Network that much.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't watch TV that much. After a certain age, I think I just became YouTube girly and I just only did watch things on YouTube.
Or like we got into anime.
Yeah, so. It actually was after I got into literally it's you. I got most of my interest from, I guess, our mom because of books and stuff. And you, because you were in like 6th grade and I was in 2nd grade when you introduced me to Vocaloid. And then that was like the gateway into anime for me. And then after that, cartoons on TV became a little less frequent. So, I blame you.
Is it really a blame or are you thanking me?
I'm both.
You're welcome. But yeah.
The brain rot has never stopped.
Sixth grade. Speaking of 6th grade, I'm actually not sure when they showed this for the first time in school, but, I mean, you have your, like, Magic School Bus. Just a classic. Yeah, an absolute classic. We, you know, you see that in school. Has anybody ever watched an episode of Magic School Bus at home, or was everybody's introduction to it at school?
Well, yeah, introduction-wise, it was definitely school. That's probably a lie. I probably only watched it at school. But it's good enough to just watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if I watched one at home. Anyway, yeah. The point being, Magic School Bus is like the show you think about when you're like, stuff you watched at school. But Liberty's Kids is another one that I feel like most kids... I feel like most kids in public school, I don't know if it's nationwide, but definitely where we're from... You remember Liberty's Kids.
Oh my god, what were their names? Just looked it up.
Whether it was a good memory or not, because they were kind of annoying.
I think it was the girl, she probably annoyed me a little bit. I feel like she said or did certain things that I was like, come on.
I think once a month, that theme song just pops in my head, but I don't know the whole thing, so it's only like...
Her name was Sarah. Sarah, James, and Henri. Bro, I don't know why Henri just makes me giggle.
I don't know why either.
Oh my gosh, the art style. They had same face syndrome. Wait, where
did the picture go? Very top.
Oh, true. It only lasted a year.
They told a lot in that 1 year. I think it just made a lasting impact. I mean, I never seen the show from start to finish. They only played like random episodes during school.
They're literally making the same. They have the same face.
But if you don't know what Liberty's Kids is... It's what it sounds like. It's in the name.
The American Revolutionary War is seen through the eyes of an American teenaged lad. That's a way to say it. A young English lady and a French boy, all three of whom work as reporters for Benjamin Franklin. Yes, because they would be getting... Like, I remember there was one episode where I think a battle was literally going on. Like across the way, they were shooting muskets and stuff. And they were like, we have to go see who's going to win. And I'm like, girly, you're going to die. You're going to get shot. And
it's nice to know
they
that
were
people
probably
have been...
like, while they see somebody get shot, they're like, oh, okay, so Jonathan's down. Uh-huh. And then they would, at the end, go report to Ben Franklin and on their little press be pumping out the newspapers. But they would be putting their lives, I feel like they put their lives in danger like every episode, low-key. I think she had a crush on, Sarah had a crush on, what's his name, James?
Oh, Lord.
I think that's why she made me mad, because certain things she would say, I'm like... Girl, like, just either do your job or, well, she was a teenager. I can't get mad. But yeah, that was quite a show. Oh, she will always pin letters back home. Like, at the end of the episode, she'd be like, dear mother, today I witnessed a war. And I'm like, okay.
Her mom gonna be on the next ship over to come get you if you're talking like that.
Her mom also be mad if she liked an American boy, but...
I mean,
that was during the time where, you know, they were fighting against the British rule or whatever.
Well, then her mama shouldn't let her come over anyway if it was going to be a problem.
But... I don't know. I don't really remember the origin story. Maybe she snuck over. I have no clue, actually. And then, wait, they were friends with a French boy, too. That's so funny.
They were in
the English and French. That's actually so funny. They're breaking stereotypes.
But yeah. No, that just proves that, you know, some behavior is taught, not, you know, you're born hating everybody. So, like, they were like, we're kids. We don't know nothing about that conflict. And these people are cool. So, we're friends. We're buddies.
I kind of forgot they worked for Benjamin Franklin. I thought they were
just... I did too, but I do remember them being in that print shop all the time, so I guess
I thought they just did their own thing, and then they, like, printed it there, but this makes a lot more sense. But yeah, that was a show that I feel like I watched in, like, third grade or something. Like, I think the teacher gave us an option between, you want to watch Liberty's Kids and then another show, and then sometimes they would pick Liberty's Kids. I feel like they preferred the other one, because I don't really remember watching it too much in school. I feel like the kids didn't prefer it, but I liked it.
Yeah, whenever they were like, we're watching Liberty Kids today, I'm like, yes, secretly like, let's go.
Try not to dance in my seat when the intro that came on. That theme song was fire. It was pretty great.
I got not a TV show, but still related. Flocabulary was another thing that was fire in school for no reason. It's in the name, again, just like Liberty's Kids. You had vocabulary and lessons and stuff put in rap form.
That's how I learned the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, to this day, I'm thinking, like, man, what's the whatever amendment? I just go through the song in my head. Just like you have to repeat the ABCs in your head to get to a certain letter. That's me with that Bill of Rights by Flocabulary. I still have some of the lyric sheets because I'm like...
They gave y'all lyric sheets in school?
Yeah, because they were also like exercises. Because it was a vocabulary, like, I'm pretty sure, so some of them were specifically for history class, but some of them were just, like, we got them in English class, and it was to practice our vocabulary, like, teaching us new words. So yes, because I like to hold on to things, I'm getting better with it, but I like to hold on to things, so I still have some of my vocabulary lyric sheets, but I think the Bill of Rights is...
That was so good. Number one, freedom of religion, speech, and press. Plus, we can assemble in crowds and protest.
Number two, right to bear arms and cannons. But the Minutemen didn't know about handguns. All right, don't get us started. Anyway, yes, vocabulary, so shout good. Out. But yes, back to TV so shows, back to TV shows. But still education, because PBS, they had some fun shows. Obviously, Between the Lions, everybody knows that one. What were some other, like...
Hopefully everybody knows that one.
Nah, man. You ain't grow up right if you... No, I'm kidding. Let me not say that. But, no. What else did they have that was probably well known? Dragon Tales, probably?
Ooh, yeah.
Dragon Tales. I feel like most people know Dragon Tales. But you have shows like...
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. I think I'm blending, like, different networks. Channels. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is easy to do.
PBS children's shows. I said shoes.
Oh, well, Sesame Street, obviously. Yeah. That's like the poster child for PBS.
Super Y. Wait, that's probably also another well-known one. I really liked Super Y. I don't know if you watched it.
Not really.
We went to 2016. That's a little surprising to me.
Curious George, Curious Arthur. George. Wow, those are PBS.
Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase is, bruh, that show, there's so much I don't remember about it, but so... That's a general thing with me. I might not remember many details of many things, but I remember how it made me feel.
Yeah. And that's pretty much all the shows that I've been thinking about. It's like, I don't really remember them, but...
Yeah, but I remember the impact. Like, oh my gosh. Skipping ahead. Oswald. My friend sent me a reel a couple weeks ago, and it was the intro to Oswald. And I was like, first of all, I never knew you knew anything about this show. So, like, props to you. But it was such a cute, wholesome show. It was just like, it was just so wholesome and so calming. And so shows like that, Bear in the Big Blue House, is that? Yeah, Bear in the Big Blue House. When I was like really young, those are two shows that I just, they were so great. And my parents liked them too because they were just so cute. They were so wholesome. I think
that's the difference between the shows we came up on and some of the shows of today. The level of just wholesomeness, and you can still learn things, because some of these kid shows,
and you do have your good, like, I don't have any kids in my life, so I don't know what kids watch really, but you have stuff like what's the girl, the black girl on YouTube, there's like two. I eat my veggies, that girl. Gracie's Corner?
Yes. Because I keep mixing it up with Amanda. What is her... Amanda's Playground or something? But yeah,
So you have, like, Gracie's Corner, you have, Bluey, which, I don't really know if you can, Bluey. I don't know if you could count Paw Patrol, really, but, I mean, that one's not problematic. Like, Cocomelon?
I would include Paw Patrol as, like, one of the good ones. I feel like, oh, wait, no, that's a game, the Amanda one, Amanda the Adventurer. Oh, I feel like that's actually a horror game. This is looking scary. Anyway.
Yeah, so, like, Cocomelon, that one, I never watched Cocomelon, but I could just tell. Y'all gotta find something better for the kids, man. Like, y'all need wholesome stuff like Oswald or, like, any number of the... I don't know what PBS has anymore, but stuff like Cyber Chase, they taught you math and science stuff in there.
Little Einsteins.
Okay, wait. So, I guess we gotta give Nick their props after all because they had the Backyardigans. Yeah. They had Little Einsteins. They had... I'm pretty sure Wild Wild Wubsy, this is not, I don't think that one was educational, but I'm pretty sure that was Nick.
They're just doing stuff. Wait, was Max and Ruby Nick?
Might have been.
I mean, well, to be honest, I don't really know. That wasn't educational in the sense, like, we're learning colors and shapes and stuff, but I feel like there were, like, lessons taught in
like
that
emotional
show
lessons,
because
I
Max
guess.
Was a menace, and Ruby had to, like, clean up after all his messes and, like, reprimand him. I feel like that was the vibe of every episode. Where was it on?
Same thing with Caillou.
It was on a Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Caillou is, oh my gosh.
Caillou is a menace.
Caillou, I remember a few years back we decided to rewatch some because it was a live stream on YouTube. It was probably during COVID and people were just like, let's just stream random things. And we popped in and the episode that I remember was him wanting to go to the park. Or, they like, the amusement park, but it was raining, so he was, like, getting a bath, and his dad was in the bathroom, and he was like, I want to go play, and the dad was like, well, it's raining today, we can go tomorrow. He threw the biggest tantrum of the century, and I'm like, little homie, it's not like he said, we aren't going at all. He was like, postpone, literal rain check, and he was like, no!
But kids don't understand
stuff
like that.
I know, he's like literally,
that.
Like, four, like, it's in the theme song, he's very young, so I can't fault him. Same with Max, he's probably like five or something, but it's something about little kids in shows when they're actually being little kids and you realize, wow, children can be so annoying. And as like the older caregiver that has to deal with them, I'm like, you know, when you're older watching it really hits different because you're like, wow, kids are crazy. But I think he eventually got over it because they probably went to the park the next day. But that just cracks me up. Like, he fell out on the floor screaming, kicking, and the dad was just like...
his parents were strong.
He had a little sister too, right?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Rosie?
Rosie, yeah.
She was cute.
He probably, like, beat her out too.
I mean, no, he was probably dealing with the, dang, I'm not an only child anymore. Yeah. They're showing her more attention or whatever because he doesn't you know, he's a baby. He's a baby himself.
But that's another, like, more well-known show. You know, everybody probably watched a little bit of Caillou.
Curious George. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there were a lot of, like, mainstream shows that we also watched. Well, at least, like, PBS type stuff. Because it was PBS. Wild Wild Wubsy is the outlier here, but still, that show was funny.
I don't even remember it that well, to be honest.
No, I just remember the theme song. The theme song always stuck with me.
And then all the... I didn't want to do the high note because the mic. They were very oddly shaped creatures. Like, they kind of looked like a certain animal, but they were not that animal. And they, I don't know, I feel like they just did random things. I can't even recite a plot line for an episode.
No, I can't.
Like, I don't even remember the show, but I remember it was just, like, something funny to have on in the background of whatever you were doing. Because we did watch that one on TV, like,
yeah,
like, outside of anything related to school. Wow.
Again, it's just random. It just popped up in my head, but our grandmother on our dad's side, there were certain cartoons that we would watch when we were at her house that she did not like. Like, she couldn't stand Ed and Eddie. Oh my gosh, that.
I mean,
and
I
don't think
I
she
don't
like,
blame her.
I don't
look stupid.
I don't think she liked Courage the Cowardly Dog that much either, just because it was like. I guess, for lack of a better term, kind of ugly. And the humor was really dumb,
he was
especially
always yelling.
Especially in Ed, Edd n Eddy, like the that show was stupid. I liked it. It was funny to me, but I was also a kid. But for an adult watching that, it was testing her patience. Like, I'm about to change the channel on y'all because what the heck are y'all watching? Which, again, I can't.
I don't know. I'm just watching it.
I can't blame her for it, but, like, I would imagine parents felt like that about CoComelon. But, again.
Honestly, I don't even know if I sat and watched more than, like, a minute of what CoComelon even is.
I don't think I've even watched a minute. Yeah, I just know.
I feel like, I feel slightly bad for judging it only because I haven't given it a chance, but
at the same time, enough.
I don't want to give it a chance.
Nah. But, yeah, PBS. We didn't finish up PBS. Educational shows. I watched it sometimes, but mostly they were your shows. Word Girl and Word World. I thought Word World was really cool because all of the characters were made out of the word that represented what they were. So, like, the dog was spelled using D-O-G, but it really looked like a dog. And I just thought that was really creative.
Yeah. Some of them, like, I think, there were main characters. The dog, was there a duck or something?
I think so.
That was the main character. Those, no, I think I'm thinking of a different one. Because there was one that the word was, like, slightly unintelligible. Like, if you just look at it and you're like, what is that? But then you read it and you're like, oh my god, the way that they bent these letters to, like, this animal is crazy. Like, they really sat in the studio and was sketching out 30 different versions to make the perfect word animal. And I'm like, that's creative. Love to have those kind of brain cells on a regular basis.
Oh my gosh, you can still watch it on PBS.com.
What is that?
That's a frog.
No, what's the pink thing?
It's probably Princess Sheep.
Oh.
Oh yeah, she real funny looking, but you know, snug as a bug.
Oh my gosh, speaking of sheep, Shaun the Sheep.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't that have, like, a couple movies or something?
I feel like it had several movies.
So, okay, several movies. So it was a show and had a bunch of movies. Was it ever book? Was it book series too?
I'm not for sure.
That was another thing that our mom liked and we started watching on TV. British.
Yeah, we would always catch it when we can.
For six
or
seasons.
Like,
wow. Deserved.
He's British?
It's a British series.
That must mean Wallace and Gromit is too, because I'm pretty sure that is the same people.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I should have known from a name like Wallace. Oh my gosh, look. Seesaw is a seesaw.
Oh, so it's like literally, well, it is World, so it's not just the animate things.
I guess not. I didn't remember that at all. The trees aren't spelled like tree though. That's kind of crazy. The ant is so small.
Bro, I can't even see the letters of the ant. I'm going to trust them that it spelled out ant, though.
But yeah, Shaun the Sheep. That is also another, like, kind of silly, but just straightforward humor. Yeah. I think the episodes were always, like, really short, like 7-minute episodes. Just little teeny things. And yeah, our mom liked Shaun the Sheep, too. So whenever it was on, we would catch it. If it was in the evening, we'd watch it after dinner or something like that. It was pretty, I feel like Shaun the Sheep kind of had a moment in culture for a little bit, because I'm pretty sure there was like a mattress commercial or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they were like counting the sheep from his show instead of just like generic sheep, so it had a little moment. He's so silly looking, and I love it.
His mouth is off to the side. His dog. He was a sheep in a barnyard, and the farmer's sheepdog name was Bitzer.
Bitzer?
And they tried to keep Shaun and his friends out of trouble. I guess that's the main premise.
Oh, and they got into some stuff, if I remember right. Like, they would always get into some crazy stuff.
He already looked like he got something. Look at that.
But the dog don't look like he much better, to be honest. He seemed like he would turn a blind eye.
Shenanigans.
Probably. But yeah, what other...
Pingu.
Now, anybody who's spent a lot of time online, you've probably seen something about Pingu, whether it was just some out of context clip, which even with context,
that show did not make sense.
But it was hilarious in that way that you just...
I don't think there was any dialogue. He just made noises throughout the whole thing. Yeah. Which made it funnier.
But I think that was, you know what? Just like Shaun the Sheep, I'm pretty sure Pingu was like claymation. Not, or like some kind of stop motion show. Like it was very weird, very low budget, but hilarious.
Oh, it was canceled because it was deemed either too frightening, inappropriate, or offensive or violent for children.
If that doesn't make you want to go watch and figure out what they're talking about, I don't know what this is. Frightening? Yeah. There was some real weird moments that was just like...
Not them talking in Penguinese. I didn't know how to name. Oh, and his sister was Pinga. His parents were not creative. Yo, but I do remember an episode where he like did something and made his sister upset. And she was like crying and she was like inconsolable. And he actually felt remorse. So he tried to do something. I think he broke a toy or something of one of her possessions. So he was like, dang. So him and his friend tried to like fix it, but I think they low-key made more of a mess. But that just got progressively more and more chaotic with him trying to fix his problem, making a problem worse. But yeah, that show was...
It was right. I kind of want to go watch the Pingu because like, low-key.
He's so weird. He's so weird. I didn't know it was a language, Penguinese. I thought they just made noises.
No, nah, man, that's... man, what is the country of origin for Pingu?
I just looked it up. Oh, Antarctica.
No, well,
not... Oh, you mean like the series itself?
Yeah, like who made the show?
Switzerland.
Oh, no. I didn't know the Swiss was weird like that.
Yeah, it was first aired in Switzerland. It was for preschoolers?
Oh, no. Okay, because the one scene that comes to mind when they say it was frightening was that, like, seal. There was something with a seal, and he, like, became the bed or something weird. I don't know. I might have to insert, like, a gif of that, but for preschool?
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, that show is a little bit, maybe. Claymation. It should be for at least, like, first graders.
There's 156 episodes plus one special. That's...
I wonder if it was, like, a Christmas special or something.
That's wild.
But, yeah,
Oh, it was particularly popular in the UK and Japan. Okay.
Ooh. All right, I feel like... We're just rambling. This whole episode was just...
I wanted to just ramble about the show.
Yeah, well, is there anything else you want to bring up? Because we are...
Okay. I don't know if anybody else watched this. This was another... I'm pretty sure I watched it in school. Like early elementary. But Peep in the Big White World. That's another show that you mentioned earlier where you don't really remember a whole lot. But the feeling, the impact stuck. That show... made me so sad at some parts, but also, like, really weak. It was literally a bird, a duck. It was, like, two different birds, and then a duck. Well, they're all birds.
Yeah.
They're all. I just realized they're all birds. But Peep didn't have a real house. He lived out of a can, which was sad. And he was, like, a little teeny tiny bird, and he was facing the Big White World, and that was literally just the show. Like, they just do random things in the field that they lived in. And I cannot even remember the duck's name. We literally looked it up.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was like Quack.
Yeah, I think it was Quack. Yeah, I was like, it was a really straightforward name. There was Peep, Quack, and oh my gosh, Chirp. Was it Chirp?
I think it's Chirp.
I think it was Chirp. But they're just so simply drawn. They did not have arms, which was kind of funny. Wait, no, one of them did, but the other two didn't. And yeah.
I don't know what it is. But I just have like a very soft spot for simply drawn things. Like it makes it extra cute to me. So even though I didn't really watch Peep in the Big White World that much, the little clips that I did see or like whatever I did end up watching, I was always just like very happy with it.
Another one that I don't think was a fan favorite in school because it wasn't played a lot. But when we did watch it, I was like... Can we watch more?
What does that say about... does that say something about us? Or does that say something about other kids?
I think people just prefer Magic School Bus. I feel like that was what was picked over...
I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I'm here for it too, so... I can't be mad. But I kind of do wish... The little simpler shows. Show more love.
Yeah. You know what? This is also not related to, like, well, actually, what was the name of that show? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, so this just randomly popped up in my head. There was some ugly show, ugly cartoon from, like, Nickelodeon called Fanboy and Chum Chum. And oh my gosh, I forgot about that show. Me too.
Oh, it looks totally different than I thought. I was remembering it was, like, a 2D art, like, animation. Oh, this is...
Yeah. But for some reason, I guess I used to sing the theme song all the time. And my friend, my best friend when I was a kid, she made me record it onto her phone so that she could make it her ringtone or something for a short period of time. But, like, oh my God. Like,
what is even the premise?
I don't even want to know.
I want to know. But another both dressed up in, like, superhero. Okay, I think they just liked superhero stuff, so they dressed up like their favorite characters.
Fanboy, bro.
And Chum Chum. Bro, that's his real name. His parents hated him.
I think that same friend probably would know. But when I mentioned that we had just, like, satellite TV for a while, the Kubo channel. I don't remember what other cartoons they had except Jane and the Dragon. Which I don't remember a lot about that show either. The art was, like, not good.
It was probably good for the time.
But that was, well, maybe.
Maybe not.
Or for low budget TV. But another, like, there's only one season. Wow. But that's another thing that just stuck with me. That theme song, like, once a month, along with Liberty's Kids, like, once a month, the Jane and the Dragon theme song will just, like, ruin my thoughts for, like, a few days where I just
brain rot.
Yeah, and it's another one I don't really know all the words to, but I know, like, the important parts, and I'm just like, hey now, Jane and the Dragon are best friends now. So
it's just something about the era of, well, they might still do it, but the era of children's shows where they would sing the plot in the theme song, and, like, that's really all you need to know. Like, if you've never seen the episode, just listen to the song and you're like, okay, and you watch the episode and it's starting to click because they gave you, like, Sophia the First. I honestly never watched Sophia the First, but I remember one day I saw a clip of it and I was like, already in middle school or high school, and I'm like, Loki secretly pulls up episode one, and I watched it and I'm like, why is this kind of good? Like, I would watch it now. But that's another one where they sing the plot in the theme song. It's, like, kind of a banger, so I can't really, like, represent it though because I didn't watch it, but it seemed like it was a cute enough show. They sang a lot in that show.
I think
that's a musical show. I think it was Disney.
Yeah, which I think so.
Checks.
But I think that was really common growing up too, because, like, thinking about the Fanboy and Chum Chum theme song again, because that apparently is embedded in there too.
Little
They sang the plot. Yeah, Little Einsteins did it. Backyardigans did it. I'm pretty sure their theme song was...
Oh, yeah,
we're
going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. That's pretty much, yeah.
Get ready to explore, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, the time that wasn't viral was a great time.
Yes. Oh, my... So when I was in college, I'm talking, like, freshman year, sophomore year, when they were making trap remixes out of all the, like, children's show theme songs...
It was a great time.
Like, my core group of friends in college, we did... we used to have, like, parties at my friend's house, and that song would always get played at least per thing, and everybody was, like, hitting the whip. Oh my god, yes, I do not miss the whip.
There was a whole choreography with it.
Yes, like, hitting the nene, hit the whip, like...
I still do it, ironically.
You ain't have to cinch on yourself like that, but...
Ironically. That's not part of my actual dance repertoire, yeah, but it's all funny. Right.
That's your cover-up. But, yeah, that was a good era. Yeah. I feel like there are probably other shows that just, like, Fanboy and Chum Chum that just popped up out of nowhere. Like, when I thought about doing this episode, I had a handful of shows that I wanted to mention for sure. But I wasn't expecting something like Fanboy and Chum Chum to pop up because I totally forgot that thing existed. So I'm sure there are probably other shows like that. Yeah. That, like, I probably wouldn't have mentioned Oswald if that friend hadn't sent me a reel, because I hadn't thought about Oswald in so long, but it's just such a nice show. Like, it was just, I might just go and find some episodes and watch that because it's so lovely.
I thought about this earlier. It wasn't, I don't even know if it's a show because I never found in writing if it exists in America yet, but Magic Treehouse, that was a book series. I loved that book series in elementary school when we had to go to the library and they're like, pick out your books. And if you get the AR, when AR reading, I don't know if that's still a thing. I hope it is. But there are certain books that had little stickers and it was for accelerated reading. And if you earn enough accelerated reading points through the month, you could take a little, like, you can pick out some rewards or something. I always got the personal pan Pizza Hut tickets.
Oh my gosh.
Where you could go get cash it in the book it. Yes, that was amazing. That was, I hope they still do that in school because that was great. That made me read. But Magic Treehouse, amazing book series. It was just fun and imaginative. And that one had an animation, but I cannot remember because I tried to look it up earlier and it only really came, oh my God, it only really came up, they are really loud, as a Japanese movie. I don't remember watching a movie about it. Pretty sure it was an episodic thing, but yeah, that as a series, I don't even know if anyone knew it existed, but when I found it, I was very hyped because I love that book series. And it would actually be really cool animated because it was just a bunch of fantasy worlds that they would travel to, or like they would go back in time to some historical event or something. Like the only one I really remember is when he went back to the dinosaur era. And they were being, it was actually, like, as a kid reading it was so scary because they were just in the middle of a field and they're like, what's that sound? And it's the biggest thing they've ever seen or could perceive in their 7 and 8 year old minds. And I think the last scene of the book was them running away from the dinosaur chasing them. And they had to climb up the treehouse ladder before that jank, like, scooped them up and ate them. And then they made it back. And they were like, we almost died. And their parents were like, it's dinner time. And I'm like, bro, you don't understand the horrors we just went through. But yeah, that's another. I forgot why I brought that up.
Just because we're talking about TV shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think we've.
I could keep talking, but yeah, to wrap this up.
Yeah, so that was lesser known plus some commonly loved TV shows from our childhood. Join us again in a couple weeks for episode 4. Remember to follow us on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and Instagram at Related Note Pod. Subscribe to us here on YouTube if you so choose. And we also have the audio version out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all those other places. All that information will be in the description. So yeah.
If you have any favorite niche cartoons, feel free to drop them wherever you see or hear.
Yeah, if you know any of these shows, if you loved any of these shows, we would love to know that because we want to know we're not alone.
I can't be the only one on planet Earth that knows about Class of 3000. So.
Right. So yeah.
Until we yap again.
Bye.